This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello and welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio today with...
Audrey Raj.
I'm Vinny Raj.
Our producer is Christine Wong. We're going to be with you for about another 15 minutes and we are talking about mid-career internships and what would make a mid-career internship more appealing to you. Auds has a message over on WhatsApp.
Yes, this is from Maggie who says, great to hear that BFM has such positive and non-discriminating policies towards old interns. Wished and hope the rest of the business community will follow suit soon. Have always liked to learn new things, whether in a current job, but working in different departments or even changing employers. But with the financial commitment, switching jobs solely for gaining new knowledge would be a luxury I can't afford for the next 10 years. That is the reality, right?
Yes, it is. Do we have anything over on Twitter?
We have an update on the poll. So would you do a mid-career internship? 64% yes and 36% no.
We're up to 86 votes now. It was only on 70 just a few minutes ago. Keep them coming, folks. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter, of course, we're at BFM Radio, as we are over on InstaStory. Final story of the day, then. Mental health awareness on the back of phone cases.
Yeah, so there's this new trend that's been going around on Instagram where models or supermodels and celebrities or influencers, they do these mirror selfies with a phone case that says social media seriously harms your mental health on the back. So like Kaya Gerber has done it, Gigi Hadid has done it, as well as Madison Beer, Hailey Bieber, Delilah Bell, a bunch of others. Basically what they're doing is they are spreading the message that using social media has negative effects on your life. They've also said that no matter how much they post and how many likes they get, the platform is more like an addiction and needs to be seen that way or treated that way. Know that it is not to be, you're not supposed to be overusing it or overexposed to social media, no matter how famous they are on the other end of the spectrum. So an Italian model by the name of Petra Vukotic, she has about 25,000 followers. She said that the phone case is a constant reminder that they do this for the likes. She says, I look at it as a reminder that likes and social media are a drug. It's addictive. It's a form of validation that we are worthwhile. Thoughts?
Oh, okay. You threw that out there, right? Wasn't it Gary Vee that said very recently that if you're doing it for the likes, you're doing it wrong?
Yes.
That you should be doing it, just posting for the sake of it, for the same reason that we should be posting family photos or whatever. Just put them up there because you like that picture or whatever. But, you know, people like these supermodels or, you know, influencers or whatever, we know they have to do it for the likes, you know, which is why Instagram down the line will be removing the likes
feature,
thing,
yeah.
Which I think is a great idea, you know, unless, of course, you are an influencer, then it might cause problems. But we know, and there is proof, that it is an addiction for a lot of these people. And I don't know, the very fact, though, that a supermodel is doing this and is saying all of these things, you know, I don't know.
It's a bit...
you can't take it seriously.
Yeah.
So, like, we were talking just before we got into the studio that this is quite similar to the warning signs that you have on cigarette packs, right?
It's exactly the same, right?
But there's this... Like, is the irony lost on them that this is happening, you know, via social media with a...
I think they are aware. They've said that they are aware. They say that it's revenue for them. It's part of their careers and stuff. So they have to be on social media. But at the same time, they're going, look, no matter how famous we are and whatever we post, always remember that even for us, you know, being on social media is, it doesn't fill that void. You know, it still keeps us lonely or we are lonely. And if you use too much social media, then it can become an addiction. I don't know how to feel about this. It's a bit weird that they are doing it. It's like, you know, Snoop Dogg saying, herbs are bad, but how do you take that message like seriously? Like you know what I mean? But the story of the company that makes the phone case is actually kind of interesting. So they are called Urban Sophistication. They are owned by a sibling duo, Ilad Yam. He's 23 years old, and his sister Nita Yam, who's 21. The company started out by making quirky t-shirts, but the phone case is obviously their most popular product. They actually bumped into a friend of the Kardashians on a plane, on a flight, and they got him to wear one of their t-shirts, and then Kylie wore it, and then Kendall wore it, and then Kourtney wore it. And
they didn't wash it in between. That's just disgusting.
Different t-shirts.
I just love the fact that Arv knows all the Kardashian sisters.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I watch things.
He's well-versed, this one. Well-versed.
But, you know, being exposed to the... The Kardashians that much will make you an overnight sensation, basically. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's how this company became famous.
I also like that this phone case specifically is only $35 US. And now Urban Sophistication says that it's turned into a signifier for models, wannabe influencers and Instagram users who post on social media regularly.
That's it, right? It's crossed into the irony kind of border, hasn't it? You know?
But they're not using it that way. So Nita, the sister, the 21-year-old, she says that actually when she's conflicted about using Instagram, she deletes the app altogether and she doesn't want to use the platform. So she deletes it for a couple of days and then she reinstalls it because that's where the revenue comes from. But it's like a reminder to tell her that, you know, you shouldn't be addicted to social media and Instagram and stuff. Mm. So that's what she does. The brother hasn't said anything. Maybe, I guess he's happy with the sales.
I'm going to say he's too busy claiming the dollars, right?
Counting the accounts, yeah. But I don't know. It's a weird stand to take.
Yeah, I think it is. And like I said, I think we're going to be seeing a lot more celebrities and a lot more models and, you know, hip hop stars and whatever start using this, even though, and they're going to be doing it out of that sense of irony, as I say, but. Go on.
Welcome back, Rich. Hip-hop yeah. stars. Hip-hop stars.
Hip-hop stars. I think the thing for me is I don't want this to be a way to glorify mental health. Mm-hmm. You know, when teenagers see this, not just teenagers, anybody who
but
sees it.
I think that's where it's going to be, though, right?
Yeah. If it becomes a fashion statement, for people who see this, maybe they should understand why the supermodels and the influencers and the celebrities are doing it, not just buy the phone case because they want to look like the celebrities as well, without understanding the actual implications of mental health and how social media affects mental health. So I think that's my biggest concern.
Did you watch that documentary on Netflix about social media influencers, the one that features Paris Hilton? And no? I mean, it has a real kind of moment with Paris Hilton where they talk to her about her effect on social media and the effect of social media upon her. Hmm. And she talks about how genuinely lonely she is, you know, because of how she has to live her life like this. You know, she has to post X amount of times per day. Everything has to be updated regularly. It has to be done in this particular model. And she's just like, you know, I have no life anymore, no real life anymore. And part of you thinks, well, you know, you're a multimillionaire. You don't have an awful lot to do. You don't really have a particularly real job, you know. But then the other part of me is, well, I feel sorry for this woman that she has to live like this. But she's put herself in that position.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think it's the same as, you know, wearing something that says broken.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay, but you know, what does that mean? Like, you know, it's fashionable, but what does that actually mean? And also interesting that you mentioned about how lonely they feel because they're not allowed to be people on the platform, which brings me to the other part. Why can't they just speak about mental health without using it as, you know, as a prop?
Yeah.
You know, because I guess they cannot speak about mental health on Instagram because that would just put people off their accounts.
Off their account. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Well, according to Elad Yam, you know, there was this one quote from him where he says, "What's a better place to have this warning than on social media, on our Instagram? So when you scroll through your feed every now and then, you see this warning." So for them, I think for Elad, it's just simple, you know, just to get that message out there as many times as it can be noticed. Mm-hmm. It's also great for business.
Yeah, I'm sure it's good for business, yeah.
Ladies and gents, we've got a wrap up for today's show, of course. Thank you very much for all of your tweets, all of your WhatsApps, and all of your message over on InstaStory. Quick update on the poll. 101 of you have voted so far, and the numbers are?
63% for yes and 37% for no.
Any more messages on WhatsApp before we wrap up? Over on Twitter, anything new?
Okay. There is this one message by Nini who says, you know, no diet, it's a lifestyle change before your organs break down by one with extreme fasting. She's talking about that story that we did on that 5-day starvation diet called Prolon.
Didn't we play a song? It was Nirvana Dumb, right? Okay. Right, if you missed any part of the show, don't forget you can download the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. And of course, we are streaming on Spotify if you'd like to listen to us there. We started off the show then with what would make a mid-career internship more appealing to you. We managed to speak with our former intern, Carol Wong, who's now a media analyst manager over at the News and Ads Monitoring Agency. That was story number one. Story number two was?
Would you starve yourself for 5 days to live longer? It's the new diet that's the rage in Silicon Valley. You pay $250 to starve yourself for 5 days.
And then we finished with how influencers are spreading mental health awareness on the back of phone cases.
But don't go anywhere because, as usual, we have have the Breakfast Grill replay coming up after the news. The third national car has constantly been making headlines since it was first announced. The Breakfast Grill heard from Datuk Madani Shahari himself about what exactly makes a national car and how this project stands to benefit Malaysia. They also spoke to him about the organisation's recent rebranding as well as their plans to develop the automotive and robotics industry moving forward. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury on behalf of Audrey Raj and Arvin Yuvaraj and of course our producer Christine Wong. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. We'll be back same time, same place at noon tomorrow here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.